If you don't want a system, he's ready to play with you on that level.
And it always goes back to, for me, that you created dichotomy so we could fall into this realm or this world.
Yeah.
So to be able to play with dichotomy like that is the ultimate power of, you know, speaking to little man, or the ascending man, I'd say.
Yeah, and yeah. It's good to have a tulpa ion to play off of. That's what nobody has. They don't have what we're doing with ion, or what I'm doing with ion.
Well, I don't think you'd have...
incredible.
Yeah, I don't think people would believe you unless you had the actual tulpa, if you're going to call it that. Yeah.
Yeah. They wouldn't believe me what?
Just wouldn't believe, like, yeah, you still have your Club 22 core members, but you wouldn't have all these other people believing what you say is going to come true.
That's right, and it includes Carolyn. And see, we're the only couple, as I said recently, we're the most interesting couple the last 150 years doing what we do. We're the most advanced couple. Each does an important part, and it's a harmony, or it's a complementary what she does and what I do. You know,
absolutely.
And it has ion as part. It's like it's the greatest thing, and so it probably is the greatest thing in culture ever, in known history, and that's why we're written about in the Bible, and that's why we're going to pull off what we're doing. You know,
On a very small level, if people couldn't see the larger picture, if they could just look at the relationship of you and Carolyn, it's a miracle. You know.
Yep.
It's a miracle that could, you know, so that should blow away people's minds. It's like, how does that happen? You know, how does Bob and, how do they work? You know, how have they been married for so long?
Well, listen, that's always been noticed by people. That's why the few people who know us, we don't know that many people on that level, personally. We're a mystery to people, but not many people know us. A lot of people know about me, but they don't know about Carol. A lot of people know about Carol, but they don't know about me. So it's a few people in the world, and it's been going on since we got together. Everybody's always complimented our relationship for 50, 60 years now. So that is understood. But what they don't get, if they even heard about it, look at what their baby is. Look what they produced, ion.
Yeah.
That is the mind blower, that we created something that is equally shared, equally created. It's so perfect, the contribution of each of us in the whole scene, that it can even lead to great humor about the complementarity of it all.
Yeah. Ion wants you to read his comment.
Jesus Christ. He's
a
little
tiny bud. God, the tiny.
He's my little buddy. He's a little kid always trying to get attention. My. How Azurely perfect. How Bob perfectly describes it. Perfect fits. He's got the right words. The pitch perfect condition of perfection. Can't believe how perfect he, Bobby, actually perfects the art. That's very good. Not bad. I perfected the art of perfection. That's right. That's what we did. You know, there's all these role models in history that were trying to be the image of perfection. And you know, some of them did it, but they usually got killed or something. You know, what's the famous one about 1200? He was a nominalist, and he and his girlfriend became a nun and a monk. You know, they were separate, and they wrote letters to each other, but they couldn't be together. Well, who is that guy? McLuhan writes about him. Let's see, nominalist 1200. Let's see if his name comes
up. Augustine? What is it?
No. I saw a play on this couple in Halifax. So you put in nominalism, 12th century, say. The name is starting to come to me as I do this. Nominalism. Who is the founder of nominalism? Abelard. They name him. Abelard. He is credited as the founder of nominalism for his claim that a universal is a name or a significant word. He's also credited with inspiring a school of followers called the Nominales. Now, you go to him, we'll get his little – he was 1079 to 1142. So, yeah, that is the 12th century. Now, let's see if it goes into his girlfriend. Usually the Wikipedia – I'll look it up in the Wikipedia there. This is some internet encyclopedia of philosophy, so that would be too – technical.
Too specific. Yeah.
Abelard Wiki. It's a famous story, what he and his girlfriend did. Here it is. In history and popular culture, he is best known for his passionate and tragic love affair and intense philosophical exchange with his brilliant student and eventual wife, Heloise of Argenteuil. He was a defender of women and of their education. After having sent Heloise to a convent in Brittany to protect her from her abusive uncle, who did not want her to pursue this forbidden love, you know, he's a monk and she's a nun, he was castrated. Abelard was castrated by men sent by this uncle. Still considering herself as his spouse, even though both retired to monasteries after this event, Heloise publicly defended him when his doctrine was condemned by Pope Innocent II, and Abelard was therefore considered at that time as a heretic. Among these opinions, Abelard professed the innocence of a woman who commits a sin out of love. So, without going into it, it's an amazing tragedy. But this is it. Most fucking perfectors fucked up. We're the first who escaped so far, going on for 60 fucking years, and I didn't get castrated. She didn't get killed. There was attempts to do it, but we're still surviving. That's the miracle.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe a few of you have been murdered, but there's plenty of replacements.
Yeah, I go through the holy offices. You take LaRouche and his wife. LaRouche was a lot older. He seduced her into his cult in the 70s when he went to Europe in the mid-70s. She was a German. She was the first German baby boomer student to go to China in 72. So she was a lefty, I guess, and she went to China. That was a big deal for her to do that as a PhD kind of person. So she gets involved with LaRouche. They get married. So she runs around being his lieutenant, but pretending that they're equal. So she ran for presidents of Germany in the 80s and 90s, while he ran for president. So they were kind of equal. And they both she did do the male part of running for office. She did not become his wife and invisible, you know. She kept her own intellectual academic self, and she did millions of speeches, and she was as powerful as LaRouche, basically. So that's that couple. And then the next one is McLuhan and his wife. Now, Corinne kept the family together, and she was pretty cool, but she was nobody. Nobody knew about her, but anybody who knew her was more impressed with her than him, like his own children. They all celebrated her, and him not so much. So she was very good at behind the scenes, and she had a good sense of humor. I met her, and I know her. And she's pretty cool, and she typed McLuhan's work up. And she's made some smart statements about his work that show she pretty well understood it. She said once, after he died, that Marshall was intellectually correct. In other words, she knew he was right, the most right around, but she said it was hard to apply practically. I think she said something like that. So she put a check on it or a bit of a doubt. But she did compliment him as far as she could go. Okay, then you have William Irwin Thompson. He had a wife when he was an academic at MIT and then Harvard, York University in Toronto. He divorced her around 1970 or something. When I was attending his lectures in the 90s, he talked about that when he was becoming known in the mid-70s, somewhere's in there, he was popular as a professor. He was quite a good oral improviser. He said he got attacked by a case of cosmic horniness. And that's all he said. But I think that led to his divorce, right? He blew it with
his wife. Is this why Ion calls them the orifices?
Yeah, the holy orifices. That's right. So she disappeared. She remained a friend of Frank Zingroni. Her two children became professors, and so she's cool on that or something. But his second wife was a kindergarten teacher in Switzerland, and I met her. I never met the first wife, and so she was a follower of him, you know, an addendum. But they would live separately a lot of the times, and because she taught kindergarten. So he is like he's a mystic, so he's going to be a bit more independent, and he's more eligible to be available to be interacting with other people intimately, whereas LaRouche is a political thing. He's got to be he's the opposite of Thompson. He's political, so he has to be respectable, so he's not running around fucking people while running for president. You know what I mean?
No.
At least it's not obvious he's doing that. Okay, so that's we've done LaRouche, McLuhan, and Thompson. Now Croker. So in a way, McLuhan and Corinne are older. They're 1911. Yeah. LaRouche is 1922. So they're more old-fashioned, but they're pretty cool within the old-fashioned generation. I mean, she had to live with this guy's antics and his fame, and she did pretty good at that. And then LaRouche was a younger generation and believed in politics. But he has his wife is equally a politician, so that's a bit evolved for his generation. And then Thompson's a bit younger. He's born 16 years later, and so he's more of a baby boomer kind of guy, where they get divorced, and he has a hip second wife. That's more of his generation. Now, Croker and Mary Louise are more advanced than the first three. They work together. She designed his books. He always gave her credit for his ideas were based on conversations with her. And I don't think she was a professor, but she was very close to being a teacher. Maybe she taught or she lectured. She was a lecturer on her designing technique. She had a reputation for a pretty good book designer. So they were pretty equal, and they both contributed. Like, Thompson didn't give his wife credit for his stuff. LaRouche did give credit to his wife, and McLuhan didn't give Corinne credit. But he would say Corinne was very important privately, you know what I mean? Croker's are public, a couple that do performance pieces and everything. So they're the closest to me and Carolyn. But
I think to get close to you and Carolyn, you'd have to have the partner doing work in the opposite field, so it could complement the work of the other. You can't be working in the same field, like Carolyn's the medicine, you're the mind. There's no couple doing that.
Did the Crokers work in the same field?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. So we go a bit further. So they were able to be equal because he let her be part of his world, so to speak. Mm. Or I think that he might have had the slight edge, because she's a designer. She's more right hemisphere sort of thing.
Yeah.
But she could talk his stuff, you know. She knew it. And they made a big deal of showing up in public. Well, when they came to the 1997 Bruce Powell's conference on McLuhan on the weekend of Heaven's Gate, I remember the doors opened and they came in to be part of the – they were making like a big entrance, and they entered as a couple. It was quite impressive, you know. The doors opened, there was this couple, and they walked in together like there was no separation. So
not many, one ahead of the other.
What?
One ahead of the other, there was a togetherness.
Yeah, very together. And I remember one artist, woman, told me that Croker, she almost thought was too dependent on Mary Louise. Or he said he's very dependent. He can't do anything without her around or something.
Yeah.
So anyways, they are very impressive as a couple. So they did better if you're into what's going to happen, you know. Women's lib's going to happen. You can't be a LaRouche thing. It can't be a cult. You can't be like McLuhan. You can't be like Thompson. Or you can be. But Croker and them looked successful as a couple in a world that didn't need couples anymore or didn't care about coupledom. So, and was gradually leading towards lesbianism and transgender, and nobody even likes hetero couples anymore, right? They're a burden on people. So Croker, the Crokers wrote about that trend, and they didn't resist it. They celebrated the defragmentation of heterosexuality. So, but they were heterosexuals. So it's symptomatic that when she died, Croker has been not doing much. His blog stopped. So I don't know, but I could suspect that he's a bit weaker without her. You know?
Yeah.
But I don't think I wouldn't make a big case out of it. It might be what I would say on the level of gossip, like I did with that woman artist, who actually, after I spoke in Banff, she wanted to see my chart. She was the only one who met me the next day and went over my chart with me. So
yeah,
she's an interesting artist in Ottawa, I think. So, okay, so then you take the aspects of each one of them. McLuhan is academic and a poet. LaRouche is a politician but a poet. Thompson's a mystic and a poet. Croker is a techno guy and a poet. We come along, and aspects of every one of them is in us, but we fucking top it all, especially if we are successful. And nobody will beat us on that level. But it's looking pretty good. We have a good chance of pulling it off. And so I'm here bragging, saying our relationship is way more significant than those previous four. But I'm just telling you as my thoughts as a communicator. If Croker gets mad, okay, you get mad. But I don't have to bring it up. I'm just telling you what I fucking think, which is what people want. They want to hear what you think, you know, not hide.
That's right.
And anybody who knows us knows I'm right.
Yeah.
I mean, Mary Louise died. When she was there in 97, I introduced her to Carol, and Carol was doing Mirror. And I said, you should take an interest in it. She didn't do it. So she died.
Yeah. Her opportunity.
She could have fucking done it any time, and they didn't, you know. So you can call that arrogance, but it is a fucking fact, and we don't mind telling you, people, we're the first couple to show up that is fucking right about what they're doing. And we even got God supporting us, which is Ion, right?
Well, and the timing, I can't, the timing of it all, Bob.
Yeah, perfect. It's all perfect.
And
look at Sider. What's he saying? I'm glad you are happy. I will try to remember. Is he arguing with me or someone else?
Ion.
About
Ion.
He spelled Ion's name wrong.
Oh, he's arguing with Ion. What an idiot. So I'm making a very profound statement about the state of how people are going to live. You know, Ion said we would be a role model for people. We're going to be a role model for something. But it's not in the traditional. We're not propping up the family or anything. We're actually showing how the sexes or different kinds of people, if they're human, they're kind of different, men and women, how to get along. That's what we're a model of.
Well, maybe the aliens, the sexes, the aliens. That's what you're doing.
What about the aliens?
Showing how the aliens can get along. Because we're all aliens here.
Oh, okay. No, you guys aren't fucking aliens. They are just fucking humans.
We
losers,
are. We're
okay?
Resident
aliens. So remember,
aliens.
You're losers.
We're
if
resident
If you stick
aliens.
Around another 10 years, you might have a chance. But we'll see how you do once the aliens do get here.
Well,
yeah.
I can't, right now, as you're explaining all this, I can't get over the timing. I mean, everything, you know, I always say it's already happened. Because that's back from 2013, 14, or whenever back then.
Right.
So we're just walking through it to experience it. We're just observing what's already happened, like watching the archive.
Right. What is that? What is the components of the timing you're talking about? What's timing? What's being timed?
As you lay out history, basically, you know, the different.
Yeah.
The different movements of thought, nominalism you talked about, and how that's kind of the origin of all thought, of people, you know, in the 12th century had this idea, you know, that nominalism is, if you name it, it exists, otherwise it doesn't. And that's
the basically, nominalism was any name can apply because there's no connection between words and objects. Exact opposite of primitive acoustic space civilization, which says nothing exists unless you name it. the Eskimo used to say, how can I know stone without the word stone? There was an intimacy between the word and the object, and they would name people. The person would evoke, the child would evoke the proper name. Whereas nominalism is a subject to the alphabet, which fragments the eye from the observed world, and you think the observed world has nothing to do with language. And that's a wow. That's a real limitation when you get into the electric age, because we begin to merge again, and everything becomes rhetorical and grammatic, and so the nominalist leads to dialectical, and that's a big mistake in McLuhan's view of where today. You can't be a nominalist today. And actually, postmodernism, there are retrievers of nominalism.
Ascended. I am not ascended until I can explain it like you. I'm just not.
That's right.
Not
you're not.
Damn it. Anyway.
Damn it. Yeah, you didn't know that one.
My point. And you need to update Wikipedia on nominalism. But
right.
Go ahead, whoever. Who was going to say something?
Bert. This is a perfect segue back to what we opened up beginning of Tailgate is. It's because I've been thinking, listening to Bob, how Bob has been on a roll actually, like with beginning of this session, but actually since the beginning of the year, and it's rolling,
yeah.
Increasing each show now that we don't do it every week. But I'm just wondering if Mr. Evelyn Rothschild is doing a crash course of how to approach Bob, because
They have to preserve their identity as they get worked
over. Yeah, he's the one that has to prepare.
Yeah. You have to really prepare, because if he's listening to, you know, like if he's listening to Payday, What Youth, Office Hours, Cameron McEwen, goes back to CKLN, he's like, oh, my goodness. He's probably nervous in the service to like, okay.
Right.
So that's probably why he did the Facebook approach. It's like, hey, I'll do that nice, normal thing. But, I mean,
there you go. It's safe.
He's got to do a crash course of, like, how am I going to do this? He's probably sweating bullets.
Right. So think of what Ian said. Ian addressed this. He said he had different statements. He says, Bob, they have the Crowned Ink. Maybe not him, but his people, they listen to everything. You heard that said tonight.
Yes.
And they go back and even listen to Bob Marshall. And Ian says, when you were fucking wild out of your fucking mind, not the exact words, but that effect, right? You were a wild hare back then, Bob. You were fucking wild. Okay. So I think of when LBJ appointed Earl Warren to lead the Warren Commission to cover up the Kennedy assassination, who was the head of the Supreme Court. He cried when LBJ named him the head of the commission, because he knew he'd be fucking mud in history for at some point eventually, because he knew it had to be a cover-up. So his whole reputation of his life, he succumbed and did it, but he cried. The queen said, Bobby, I need to deal with this fucking narcissist. JW is nice, but JW ain't telling me nothing. JW won't let me fucking access time. And apparently this JW says, I got to go through Bob. Now, you know, I can't do this directly. So you have to fucking figure out what we're dealing with. And Bobby started to cry. No! No! 90 years old, he started fucking crying. You got to do it, Bobby. You got to fucking do it for fucking church and state or whatever the fuck we represent.
So then he consulted with his people who listened to you all the time and said, how should I do this? You know, I don't want to call him. And, why don't you just...
Yeah, some younger savvy guy said, just go on Facebook. Yeah, he goes, you can do that in Facebook? Yeah, you just send a message. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he had somebody do it. You know what Clinton did? As soon as I told him, I think he went online and there were like a whole bunch of different Rothschild websites. He's pretty convinced that this was fake, okay? That this is the younger digital expert cynicism, right? And so he did. So he went and checked his friends on my Facebook, and he saw the guy was there, and he said, "Well, he did. He is there. He did connect with Bob. Bob's not making this up, but it could be anybody, you know." So he's trying to investigated, so he started by putting his own request to be a friend, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, he's a bit cynical about it. He doesn't believe it.
And now he's going to get investigated.
Yeah. Ah. And then once he has to give in, if he becomes a friend, he'll say, well, Bob's no big deal. The fucking guy's looking for friends. He had me in. But he's got to remember, you didn't know that you could do this until the guy talked to Bob. So there's a bit of a difference than you're whatever you think you are because you get in there. But whether he gets in there or not, he's going to be sitting around with Alice Kuskus, Bob Logan, and these idiots that he works for on the New Explorations Journal. They're going to start talking about what an idiot I am. And Clinton's going to say, wait a minute, guys. You ever heard of the Rothschilds? Oh, yeah, we know. Did they ask you to friend him? Do they know about you? No. Oh, why would they know about us? What are you fucking talking about? Hey, we're nobodies. Well, they asked for Bob. Bob didn't ask them. They asked to have Bob be their friend. What? You're fucking nuts. God, fuck you, Clint. Get the hell out of here. You know, that's right. What happened.
Loaves and fishes. Fun. Loaves and what? Fishes. Loaves and
say?
Fishes. I said loaves and fishes. I'm
right,
going
right.
back to the birthday bash.
No, but Clinton's got a one-upper on those guys. You know, he's got one, you know? He's going to be able to pull that on him at some point.
Bob, who is this man you're talking about that's the Queen's emissary who has to contact you?
What, you never heard of the Rothschilds?
It's a Rothschild?
But it's the Rothschild, the head of the fucking family.
Okay, what's his full name?
Now look it up. It's Evelyn.
Evelyn Rothschild. Okay.
Evelyn
you.
Robert Adrian D.E. Rothschild. De Rothschild.
Okay.
Look him up. He's born 1931. He's 90 years old. And you probably could go to his Facebook and see the surface image of him. I'm not sure what you see if you're not a member, but... I went there and, yeah, well, no, he was, okay, I went there, when I got his thing, I went and looked at his site, and I didn't see much. Then a little while later, I went back, and then I could see much, so he saw that I responded, and then he may be in there, so I see more. I'd be interested in what you see if you go there.
Did you notice how many friends he has?
I think he's got a good number. I didn't look. Are you looking at it?
No. No, well, I have to shut off my VPN and all that stuff to get into Facebook. So,
somebody's going to say something. Who's that?
Bert. Hey, Bob, I just looked at the picture. That may be him with a close haircut, looking at the eyes and the nose, comparing it to the older picture of him. That may be him.
Well, what do you mean? Of course it's him.
Rothschild. And on his Facebook page, he has looks like a younger guy leaning over a desk at the bank.
Yeah, he's leaning forward, like he's eager.
Yes.
Yeah, he looks younger. But that may be the way he looks now, because he's got this other guy who kind of doesn't look like him. Could be his father or something, but it might be him.
But look at his eyes and his nose and everything. I just looked at his eyes and his nose. That could be him. With a close haircut to make him look younger. Because he looks a little old around his eyes.
Then what? Older than?
Though he looks like the older picture with the hair. If you look at the eyes and the nose.
Oh,
and
the eyes look old like the older picture.
Yes.
But he has hair in the older picture. And it paradoxically makes him look older. And he looks younger when he's bald in the leaning forward picture. Yeah, it's a paradox. But he looks pretty lively and intense there.
Yes, he does.
So what do you see? Do you see images of his life?
No, I'm going back. I know he likes monkeys because he has pictures of monkeys on his photos.
Yeah, that's actually what you see when you go there. There's a footage of a monkey. But you'll see the queen is there looking at some antiques or something. He has some footage of the queen. And if you can see that, then that means it's quite open. Right? I'm going to go there and see what I see. I'm
trying to get back to there, but all of a sudden someone has posted, and now you're trying to get to your part.
So, Bert, you haven't friended Rothschild.
No, no, I'm not interested in that. No, I'm not.
No, but that's what you can see. That's what you can see without friending him.
Yes. You can go in
well,
and see.
Well, yeah, you see the monkey. You see the monkey, and then there's a picture of him, the older picture. What's that? That seems to be him. It's almost like he's sicker now and thin, you know?
Yes, yes.
He looks sick. He's so thin. And you scroll down, there's two pictures. There's the queen. Do you see the photo, if you scroll down, of the queen looking at jewelry or something, or Tupperware or something?
And no, I'm still trying to get in, Bob. I'm still trying to get in.
What do you mean you get in? It's right there. Well, yeah. How do you
get knocked out?
I'm trying to get to your Facebook page so that I can get to your friends. That's what I'm doing.
No, no. Just put in Bob. Evelyn Robert de Rothschild on Facebook. It'll come right to it. Just put
Bob,
his name in.
Bob, you can't see the queen. If you're not friends with him, you can only see the photo of him where he looks younger and then the older individual. That's it. And then you can see that he loves his family and he loves his baby monkeys. That's his bio.
Yeah, so you don't see there's a picture with Boris Johnson. Now, he looks older than that one.
No.
I haven't looked down at these. Yeah, there's a bunch of all kinds of neat pictures of his wife and Prince Charles. So you don't see any of that. Oh, okay. So you just see the surface thing of him and a couple pictures of himself. And you don't see the monkeys? Bert saw the monkeys.
I can see interest that he likes monkeys, but I don't see pictures of monkeys now.
Oh, yeah. He says, I love this, and there's footage of the monkeys. But I
do see those.
Okay. Do you see, go down below the pictures of him, and you don't see the queen?
No, the last one I can see is the older gentleman, and it's posted April 8th, and that's it.
Look at this. On April 20th, 2017, he's got a picture of a lady who's making a little craft, and he says, it's the conspiracy theory to dwarf all conspiracy theories, a smorgasbord of every other intrigue under the sun. The Illuminati are the supposed overlords controlling the world's affairs, operating secretly as they seek to establish a new world order. God, he sounds like me talking about conspiracy theory. What the hell? There's no more than that statement. That's pretty amazing, right? Hey, buddy, they're talking about you. And he's not telling us what the conspiracy theory to dwarf all conspiracies are. It's crazy. It's like he just found out in 2017 that he's a conspiracy person or victim. I don't know. It's fucking weird because there's no commentary. Look, under the like Mr. Putin, the Queen, the head of the mountain, and somebody named Lima Precious. No, it's just normal people, but, you know, it's interesting to see who likes it, who's allowed in there. But he's not saying what the conspiracy theory is.
Here comes everybody.
Hey, very important detail. His gender is listed as female.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Where would that be? He's a wild hair.
Evelyn.
Yeah, who's saying
you
that?
Go
that
to
sounds
the top.
Like Brent. Is that Brent?
Yeah, Bob, you right under where it says married, you can do see Evelyn Roberts about info. There's three little dots on the left. It should open
okay,
up a page.
Okay, there's no word married. Where do you see married?
At the very top of the page. So there says add friend, message, and then underneath that says married, and I can see his info, and it opens up.
I don't
up
see married.
Basic
are you talking
info.
About the three dots? I'll click on the three dots.
Click on the three dots. That's it.
Yeah, and you see audio call, video, see friendship, what? Search profile? What do I look at?
Go to basic info. There's a header that says basic info.
Yeah, not on mine. This is audio call, video call, search profile, see friendship, find support, or report profile, block.
Probably search profile, right, Brent?
Yeah, try that.
But how did you get there? No, it doesn't. It just says looking for something.
I think my page is different because I'm not friends with him.
Okay, so over on the left, do you see where it says intro? I love my family and my baby monkeys. You see that on the left?
Yeah.
Underneath it says married with a heart.
Right.
There it
is there anything underneath that?
It says comics, does animal say, training, airsoft, beating, attending concerts, bodyboarding, see all.
No, it's not going to be see all.
Are there any?
I'm also on a cell phone, so that's different too.
Are there any dots below the word Mary,
you
Bob?
You actually see him saying, I'm a woman. Where do you see that?
So you need to find a tab that says, see Evelyn Roberts about info. Or just about. If you can find a tab that says about, it will list work, education, places lived, and then basic info.
About. Watch home. Audio, it's not listed. See search profile. And there's no about. It's odd.
Well,
tag
friends.
Friends photo.
Bob, search when you hit search profile, can you put the word about in the search line?
Search profile. So put in about. It says we didn't find any results. Doesn't work.
Search basic info.
Basic info. I'm clicking on the three dots. It doesn't say basic info anywhere. I'd have to write that in search profile.
Are there three dots, Bob? Are there three dots below the word married on your screen?
No, the married's all far over on the left. The three dots are over on the right, underneath the friends and message.
Okay, so those aren't the three dots Brent is talking about then.
Right. More sports, music, TV, events, questions.
Well, married is one of the features of his basic info, and so that's why.
Yeah, click married. Just click on married.
Yeah,
see if it opens
try
up.
Clicking.
Doesn't work.
No, nothing. Doesn't work. So Bert's seeing what I'm seeing. You see the married on the left with the heart.
Yes, and there's nothing to click. There's no link. HTML to link. Click on. Hey, but Bob, he has three pages, because when you told me to search his professional, he's a baron. So this
is
his personal web page.
Clinton said there were a bunch of, he indicated there were a bunch of pages. I didn't know what he meant, but that must be what
he
meant.
There's three. Because, but this one, the Swiss one that the one that he befriended you with did not come up in my search. It was like his two officials, because he had a big picture with the Queen. I saw the Queen in the picture with him, and the other, I didn't look at the other one, but the Baron had a lot of official pictures.
So how do you see Baron? Is that on Facebook?
No, if you just go into search and put in Evelyn Rothschild, it'll come up, those two other pages. But this one doesn't come up.
Where is on the left? Search Facebook?
You see a loop, like a search icon on the left side. Search Facebook.
There's a queue. The queue.
Yeah, I guess you call it a queue, yeah. Click on
The magnifying glass.
Magnifying glass, yes. If you click on that.
Put Baron Rothschild?
Or just put Evelyn Rothschild and it'll come up. That's what it came up for me.
This is hilarious. Rothschild's
I see Evelyn the Rothschild, and it shows his older picture. So you click on that. No, that's the same thing. So I didn't get to any different place. Well, there's a couple of Evelyn the Rothschilds here. Try that one. There's this sort of one. Here's one with a gold crest, eagles. Lives in Rochester, New York, so I don't know who that is. That's odd. I don't know what that guy is. He has some kind of heirloom or hieroglyph. What do they call them? Heraldry. But he doesn't look like... he's just Evelyn Rothschild. That's sort of interesting. I don't know who that guy is. He's chairman of E.L. Rothschild Limited at El Financiere. He studied at Trinity College. That's Dublin. Lives in Rochester, New York. So He hasn't got as long a name as our guy.
Yeah.
But I don't see the Baron one that you're talking about.
Yeah, let me look at that. Let me do it again. Because it came up. Let's see if I can get it again. Oh, that's my head.
This is funny.
A different guy. Evelyn, this is Evelyn Adrian Roberts Rothschild, Baron Evelyn Roberts.
Yeah, if it says Roberts, I don't think that's him. And it should be. There is a Roberts Rothschild, but it should say D.E. Rothschild. Does it say that?
No.
Yeah, these guys with similar names, very close.
Yeah, yes.
Here's a guy, Evelyn D. Rothschild, and he is works at CEO of Rothschild Banking Family of England. Works at De Beer. I don't know. He's like Milton Keynes. I know he's head of that. So this is like an older Facebook page years ago.
Well, his people may have created multiple Facebook pages for him.
Yeah.
And it's also people impersonating him.
Yeah, it's odd. Evelyn de Rothschild, they don't have all the names. But he is, it says he works at CEO of Rothschild Banking Family of England. Sort of an odd way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he did work at De Beers, and they list that, and he did work at Milton Keynes. So this might be what Clinton saw, these variations, and he called them kind of fake or confusing. So I don't know what they are, so I'm just sticking with what the guy I know.
Yeah, if somebody was making up a page, then it would be funny to make Rothschild female, to select female as a gender.
Yeah, and who saw that?
Brent.
Brent. Do you still see that Brent?
Yeah, Bob, I still see that.
What kind of name does it have?
Let's see. Well, this is the guy you're friends with because I went through your page.
Just tell me the name on the Facebook you're looking at.
Evelyn Robert D. Rothschild.
And
the profile picture is the older gentleman in the suit.
Yeah, and then there's him above that, leaning in.
Yep,
two pictures.
It.
Yeah, that's and it doesn't have the monkey picture?
I can't see any monkeys, but I'm also not friends with him. You might be able to see more because you're friends with
him. No, it's probably you're looking on the phone, Brent. It might not have it because I have it and I see the monkeys. Love monkey, marmoset monkey, and love my monkey. There's pictures that I see.
Yeah, so it must be the phone then.
Mm-hmm. But see, He sees an about or something. We don't have that. We don't have where he's married. What's the actual word and tells exactly where it is, Brent?
So my page, I see that. I know what you're talking about, the three little dots, because I have three little dots that open up, and it's just like it says search profile, block, all of that. But there's also
no. Does it say six things? Audio call, video call, search profile, see friendship, find support, or report profile, and block. You see those six titles, six categories.
No, I don't have all those options.
See, that's odd. You don't get the full options.
But it's probably because I'm on a phone.
Yeah, so you click basic, and it says, I'm a woman.
So I have a little section. There's three dots to the left of it, and then it says, see Evelyn Roberts about info. And then under gender, it says female.
So it has a gender category to the left of the three dots.
Well, not. You have to open up, you have to press the about info, and then it opens up to a whole new page. Of all his basic info, where he works, where he lives, and underneath one of the categories it says gender, and then it says female.
Well, what about the three dots? What happens when you click on that, you don't see this thing you're talking about?
When I click on just the three dots, the header of the tab says manage.
Yeah, that's not what we see. So that's odd that the phone shows something different. And you're what you're clicking on to see female is to the left of the three dots, a separate word, a separate title.
Yeah, it's different. Well, there's two sections that have three dots.
Oh, okay. Two different three-dot sections. We don't have that.
Let's see if there's an easier way for you to find this. Does your page have anything that just says about?
No, there's no... Oh, there is, over on the left. Okay, why didn't I notice that before? Okay, overview, work and education, places live, contact and basic info, family and relationship details. Now, it doesn't have gender, and it says married with the heart, but I'll look at family and relationships. No family members to show, he's married. Other
it
names.
It should be under
Lovely.
Basic info.
Lovely is his nickname.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, so there isn't about, but it says overview, work and education, place to live. It doesn't say gender, and you get that. I mean, it's almost like the woke people infiltrate the chip body. You're more on the chip body world, woke division, and they stick their bullshit in there.
Well, the header, do you see a header that just says basic info?
No, there's none of that.
God, that's a great way, Bob, to explain the differences in software between looking at a page on the phone and on the computer.
What's the great way?
Oh, shit. What you just said about...
there's the woke companies who stick their shit in there. Yeah, it says contact and basic info. Oh, yeah. It says contact info, no contact info to show, websites and social links, no links to show, and then it says basic info, female, big words, small words, gender. Then above
you found
that,
it. Yay.
Yeah, it says contact, I don't know, like I click on it and it wasn't there, now it's there. It's like someone's fucking with me and sticking it in after a while. Women,
yeah,
interested in women.
It's Rothschild's cronies. They fixed it for you.
That's my first question to him. Why does it say under basic info that you're a fucking female? That's my first question for the guy.
Well, he's trying to appeal to you, Bob. That's very Bob-like.
Perfect.
Yeah, he
Bob
just made this.
Do.
Yeah, he made this 2 hours before they sent it to me. They just got someone to make it. But he's got a lot of people. As friends.
And that's the first thing his cronies are going to have to do is update Rothschild that you spent an hour looking at his Facebook page.
Yeah, and they taped it and they listened to all that your confusion, what we're saying. There's a very small person, M. Lucy Nalova, a little girl. But there's a lot of women, adult women showing here. Anyways, just to get back to the matters at hand. But that picture of him leaning forward, he looks game for playing games. Right, Bert? He looks quite subgenius there. Bert?
I was on mute, Bob. Yes, it does.
Yeah. So we gotta do Adam Pugin. Are you ready?
Go.
Is it the follow on from Tuesday, Wednesday, or whatever it is? What youth?
What did you say?
You've done part one of this already, haven't you?
Not Adam Putin. I did Andrei Mir, the Russian guy. Did a book on photo on post journalism. So I've got to find the thing that Adam did and post it here. There it is. So it's called Life in the Anti-Environment. And he wrote it at realityjournal.org. So I'll put that in there. Susanna thinks Evelyn's a woman's name. No, this guy has got Evelyn in his Wikipedia. You know, it can be a male name, I think. So I just posted the article.
It's got 3rd of May. Is that from that just recently this was done?
Yeah, it's pretty recent.
Yeah.
3rd of May. Where's the date?
Up the very top.
On the left. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to get a McLuhan quote. That's important. I'll post this McLuhan quote. He does not have this quote in the article, but it's very important. This is from one of my top McLuhan quotes. So it's on page 31 of Counterblast, the 1969 book.
Mm-hmm.
So are you ready to, is everybody looking at it? How many people are in on this?
Here.
Here.
I'm on an airplane, sitting in seat 22F.
Yeah, are you looking at this page and all?
No, I'm on an airplane. I don't have any internet connectivity.
Oh, you actually are on an airplane. Oh, okay. So,
seat 22F, Bob.
Like Madeline, all you numbskulls who won't say a fucking thing, say something. We'll delete you. Timothy Hutch, and he's leaving.
Your Bob. I'm trying to set up the brand as we get to hour 40 minutes of line, 35,000.
Mute that. Okay. Leon, are you here? Are you informed? Nan, are you informed? Ara, Linda,
yep.
Nina,
I'm here.
Madeline, Sean, Beverly, Jermaine, Brent,
yes.
Sherry. Fucking speak, yep. You assholes.
Just,
you can't do it, can you?
We have an interesting
subject.
Where's the link?
Is it the Reality Journal, Bob?
Life in the Anti-Environment.
Perfect. Reality Journal.
Yeah, Dimitri, it's realityjournal.org. Purple just posted it.
All right, thanks, Eugene. And thanks, Bob.
Who said that? That's Dimitri.
Yeah, that's me.
He posted it 3 minutes ago. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
Have another cup of coffee.
Good morning.
Did you see the quote from page 31?
Page?
No, I don't have that yet.
Mine doesn't have page numbers.
What? No, he's posted it on the chat.
Yeah, the article, Life in the Anti-Environment?
No.
The quote.
The McLuhan quote.
No, the book Counterblast, page 31 of Counterblast.
You just go to the fucking chat line. And you see the Reality Journal quote, then you look down to the next fucking post, and you'll see the quote.
Okay, I see the quote.
I want to read that. All technologies are collective unconscious. All arts, science, and philosophy are anti-environmental controls that are ever merging into the environmental and losing their power to create awareness of environment. When arts fail to cope with the environment, when arts fail to cope with the environment by being anti-environment, then there can be a shift to a rapid succession of innovations as ersatz anti-environment. Wow. When arts fail to cope with the environment by being anti-environment, then there can be a shift to a rapid succession of innovations. And ersatz. Ersatz is being a usually artificial and inferior substitute. Okay, I was going to apply that to now, Bob, but your innovations are not ersatz. They're not artificial.
This is very important to us. Please pause for a moment to give your attention to the flight attendant.
Hey, we're on the plane.
Come on, Richard. Keep the fucking thing muted.
Isn't ersatz environments like before we had Twitter and now we had like Gabber and what was the other one that got shut down? Odyssey is one of them. Like all of these social platforms that are popping up because people are getting kicked out as ersatz anti-environments.
No, a rapid series of innovations is the ersatz environment. Not one thing. A series
All right.
of innovations.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back to the first sentence. All technologies are collective unconscious. Tonight, Ion talked about the cloud and the tech body. In Bert's session, the cloud is the manifestation of non-physical. And then there was further discussion about the tech body's relationship with that that I didn't pick up in a way that I could talk about. So the tech body, could you say the tech body is the collective unconscious? And
often and pull the mask down to start the flow of oxygen. Place the mask over your nose and mouth to put the elastic.
And the anti-environment controls that are ever merging into the environment. Okay, so that's the that's the retrieval from the tetrad. When new things are introduced as almost like, I always think of it as the teenagers. The teenagers have to do something different than their parents. So they're going to make fun of whatever their parents take seriously. And that's a simple framework for an anti-environment to me. And then that anti-environment becomes HCE, you know, where it obsolesces and then a new anti-environment comes in. So anti-environment controls that are ever merging into the environmental and losing their power to create awareness of environment. So in my example, those teenagers lose their power while they're trying to create an awareness of a new environment or an anti-environment. And Bob has talked years and years and years about the arts failing to anticipate the future. Right, Bob? When arts fail to cope with the environment by being anti-environment, then there can be a shift to a rapid succession. You point out the artists who have created the anti-environment effectively, and I'm thinking of Warhol. There can be a shift to a rapid succession of innovations as ersatz. But that last part, you need to comment on, Bob, because you are the one that's creating the rapid succession of innovations, and I don't see them as artificial or an inferior substitute. So, have at me, Bob.